And now, the IMA doctors will discuss health issues heard in our everyday news, the healthy news of the day with the IMA doctors.
Hello, we're Jack and Sandy. We have Dr. Mark Yohe, as you've already heard, from IMA Healthcare. Dr. Yohe, good to have you here again.
Thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure. And today we're going to open with health news, and we'll have house calls as well, as we always do. And from Men's Health Magazine, which is one of my favorite magazines, Insomniacs Beware. Insomniacs can't catch a break. Just one poor night of sleep can raise your risk of cardiovascular disease. Men with disruptive sleep habits are twice as likely to develop prostate cancer than guys who regularly get a solid night of shut eye. That all from Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers and Prevention, which I also subscribe to. Dr. Yohe, your comments, please, on insomnia.
Well, sleep is very important to everybody's function in a daily basis. They'll typically feel better. They feel like they can get through their workday better. And, you know, not getting a good night's rest will typically lead to poor attitude and poor job performance as well, on top of the host of health conditions that can be associated.
And what is insomnia? It's more than just getting a poor night's sleep once in a while.
Well, there's several different forms. There's people who can't fall asleep, people who can't stay asleep, and then people who just don't sleep at all because they can't fall asleep or stay asleep. So it can take on different things, but it's related to poor sleep.
And how severe can it be?
Well, it can be quite severe. People say they don't sleep in days, and that can really take a toll on one's health in several different ways.
And Dr. Yohe, do we know what causes insomnia?
Well, there can be underlying health conditions. Some people could have sleep apnea, which can be treated. There are other issues where, you know, functionally they just can't sleep, and there's medication that can be used as well.
And are there any instances of dire consequences as a result of acute insomnia, for instance?
I haven't heard of any dire consequences other than, you know, your function, you know, will definitely decrease. Eventually, the body's going to get so tired, you're going to sleep.
What do you recommend we do about it?
Well, options are seeing your doctor. There are over-the-counter supplements. Some people try melatonin, sometimes even just plain Benadryl, or you'll find that in formulations with Tylenol, such as Tylenol PM. And then if that doesn't work, then seeing your provider, as there may be some underlying health issues that cause.
Well, let's talk about some of those health conditions that may arise from not sleeping.
Well, blood pressure can be an issue. You know, heart disease can be an issue. It really can affect your cardiovascular health. The body needs to rejuvenate itself with sleep. So you need to sleep to get your cells to get some rest and let things rejuvenate so you can have a normal, healthy life.
Does insomnia seem to affect you the older you get?
I think there's all ages that are affected. So there's probably more people who are affected as they're older, but you know, you hear some people, they just never slept well their whole life.
What about situational stress?
Absolutely, that can be a big factor.
And that can start sort of the ball rolling, can't it?
It certainly can. You know, a lot of people, you know, death of a loved one, you know, they can't sleep, and then, you know, leads to anxiety and more depression, and then they can't function.
And when they go without sleep, sometimes people can just function normally, but they don't even realize what it's doing to them, I suppose.
Yeah, there's memory issues that can be associated with it, too, where you just don't really realize what's going on.
Is exercise ever recommended as a means to overcome insomnia?
I think it certainly will help. You know, the trouble is if you do it too late at night, that may lead to insomnia. So, you know, you need to plan your day out and see, you know, if you're one who exercises and then can't sleep, don't do it right before bed.
In your experience, do people get over it?
I think so. I mean, they maybe don't fully get over it, but they can treat it.
Our phone numbers again are 237-5948 and 800-880-5346. If you'd like to ask any questions of any nature of medicine, feel free to call Dr. Yohe now. Amy Eiler will answer the phone. Or specifically, if you have questions about insomnia, feel free to engage right now.
So when do you know when it's time to try something more than Tylenol PM, for example?
I think if you've been not sleeping for several days, up to a week, and things just don't seem to be getting any better, you failed over-the-counter regimens, then it's probably time to see your doctor and see if there's something underlying.
You know, there are more people killed in automobile fatalities as a result of falling asleep at the wheel than there are drunk driving.
Yeah. You know, the other trouble is shift work will, you know, help contribute to that, where they are sleep deprived from, you know, their work schedule or whatnot. Then they can't sleep and then they go out and drive a motor vehicle. It's probably the equivalent of driving while intoxicated.
Are there times of the day when you just should not be awake?
Well, depends on what,
you know,
your
wonder
job
where that
schedules
came from,
yeah,
doesn't it? You know, like 4 in the morning. I mean, Tom Wynn gets here at 1:30 in the morning. He should not be up at 1:30 in the morning, should he?
He should be sleeping.
Well, yeah.
But he's got to work. So.
Well, yeah, I used to think it was a character issue, but indeed it is insomnia. And if you guys would like to get involved here, you can call in right now. This is the IMA Doctor Show. It's your show. It's advice offered to you free of charge. Dr. Mark Yohe, IMA Healthcare on Gold Drive, just east of Doolittle's, 280-2033, imahealthcare.com. IMA is focused on whole person preventive and specialized medical care, and they are embracing the personal side of medicine, and they are here with you. We're waiting for your calls next.